This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Welcome to our little world. Thank you for joining us this morning. Happy Tuesday. Let's get her done. Chloe Flower. Anybody?
I don't know, and I've been wondering.
Name again,
Chloe Flower.
No, I don't.
AKA Chloe Wan.
No, nothing.
Did you see Cardi B's performance at the Grammys on Sunday?
I did.
Did you see the piano player?
I did.
That's Chloe Flower. And it turns out that she's interesting.
Why?
Well, Brynn is leaving. Brynn, I need you to play Chloe Flower music for me. So it turns out that she went to Juilliard. Like, clearly she's a, you know, classically trained pianist.
Sure.
And she went to Juilliard, and she was like a... And then she signed to Def Jam Records. Like, because she, I guess in her spare time at Juilliard, she would play classical music to, like, a hip-hop beat, or she would play along with, like, a known hip-hop song, and she would put all these crazy classical bit, and that was just sort of her thing. Yep. So do you have a few of those examples?
Do you want me to start with just the performance first?
Sure, let's hear it. So if you missed it, on Sunday night at the Grammys, Cardi B did a really great, I thought she pulled it off great, you know? Mm-hmm. It's a little slutty for my taste, but I'm an old lady now.
Yeah,
she, you know, shaking her ass in the air.
Sluttier things.
True,
like that.
Sure, true.
Remember that Madonna on the laying on the ground and... Didn't we see her booty?
Yeah, also, I think of Miley Cyrus and, you know, her with the giant.
Or the kissing of the Britney and Madonna.
You know what's
also
trippy about that? I was, and this kind of comes into play as we were talking about technology. Madonna specifically would never have skipped the Grammys like...
Ariana Grande.
Ariana.
That's all she had was these shows. And, like, now they've got... Who's that?
That was mine.
Now they've got
Ariana got more play for not going and she tweeted all night long.
And her Twitter and her Instagram, yep. And that keeps her profile high. Madonna didn't have that. She would never have skipped the Grammys.
It was
that
her was opportunity her, to be seen
that
by
was her
everyone.
Spot. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
right?
Trippy?
It is.
How that's flipped and now an artist can go,
no,
I don't
thanks.
Need that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Do Grammy artists get paid or do
no.
people going to the Grammys get paid? No.
No.
There's a huge article on NBC that says how Ariana Grande is saying thank you next to the traditional music business model. I'll post that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
yeah,
page.
Yeah, it's trippy. She shined on the big night for a musician or an artist.
And she even won an award that night.
And is fine by it.
Mm-hmm. They say she spent the whole night just tweeting about the awards. She sat at home and watched it, probably with some friends. It was probably so much. And she got into her dress.
I wanted to see her dress.
It was pretty. I mean, I didn't get to see her. I only saw the one picture of her sort of curled up around the dress.
Oh.
Like, it's on, but she's not, you know, there were no pictures of her in front of a wall that said the Grammys over and over and over. Anyway, so Cardi B, she does this performance, and it starts with some pretty great piano playing. And I was like, could that be Cardi B?
I thought the same thing.
Like, I was like, is that real?
If this pans up to Cardi B, I'm going to call me impressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't. It pans up to Chloe Flower.
They did that on purpose, right?
Right.
We all thought the same thing.
So they, because Cardi B had just been announced, like, and now Cardi B, everyone, and then suddenly there's some piano playing. So this Chloe Flower chick. She's in the business. She's pretty well known. She hasn't put out her own first album yet, but that's on the way. I guess she's got a few singles, they're covers.
They're more like covers,
a cover of Chopsticks.
I've been following her on Instagram for a while.
And why is that?
I think she popped up on like featured whatever. You know how you can just kind of browse.
She's got 1.7 million Instagram
and
followers
She's really, first of all, she's pretty. And then she's playing the piano in these high-rise apartments. And it looks really cool. I'll show you one of them, Vinny. Here, check it out.
All right, so we're... This is her just in somebody's high rise?
Yeah, and she'll play like Drake songs or whatever songs she feels.
It's a
like
Liberace looking piano, isn't it?
Oh, by the way, the piano that she played on stage with Cardi B was Liberace's old piano.
Oh, funny.
That's so funny that you say that.
All blinged out. I did not know that, but
Liberace's estate tweeted on Sunday. Thank you, Chloe Flower, for taking Liberace's crystal piano back onto the national stage with such an amazing performance.
Neat.
I know. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Wow, look
but
at me.
But that is a very Liberace look. I'm sure he had more than one piano.
By the way, Ariana has 145 million followers on Instagram. Mm.
Ariana does? Yeah, I'm sure, you know, they
don't need the Grammys.
Probably more people saw her on Instagram that night than saw her on the Grammys ever before.
Well, here's the thing that's trippy, though. Didn't she tweet, or one of her many Instagrams was, she's stoked that she won.
Yeah.
Like, she won, and she's stoked.
Yay!
So even if you're shining on the Grammys for some stance you're making, you're still going to get your little Grammy trophy and be like, I got a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Oh, hey, did you like the John Mayer bit?
I didn't see the John Mayer bit.
It was really...
The thing about the haircut?
He's so ridiculous.
He is... I have to say, I've cooled toward him a lot, too, like that. Or I should say, I've warmed toward
him.
Warmed
to him a lot.
I used to feel... I used to get hot under the collar about him.
I have some audio of that, of what you're talking about here.
Hold on, pause it. So she comes on and says... So I got 15 Grammys, and everyone's like,
yeah, of course you do. You're so great.
But I, the one I didn't get, and that's what she's talking about here.
He's
like, so he comes up
like,
on stage.
He's like, I've got enough. I have enough of these. Here's half of this one.
So he comes out with the other half of it, though, and they put it back
together. Oh, I did see a tiny bit of that. I didn't know what that was about, but they did. They put it, that's funny.
So
adorable.
The funny, what I like about that is that is a bit. What is that? 10 years in the making,
right?
Like that. No one knew that story until that moment, and that's pretty neat.
It's great.
Yeah.
He also, I guess, as the ceremony was going on, he was looking at his Twitter feed or his Instagram feed or whatever, and he was like, "Oh boy, my hair is too long." And got it cut between the show and the after party.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him.
Somewhere here I have the before and after pictures.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's around there somewhere. Anyway, back to Cardi B's performance. So this chick, Chloe Flower, they're calling her the breakout Grammy performer. Like everyone, I guess, was, you know, Googling who the F was that? Like that amazing, because she's beautiful and she, you know, played so well. And then she started playing kind of, you know, along with the hip hop song. So this chick has a record coming out. She released 4 singles in 2018. I don't see a date for her record to come out, but she's a prestigious Juilliard School graduate. Then signed with Def Jam Records. And that's her whole deal, is she does, like, she fuses classical melodies with contemporary beats. So do you have some of the singles?
I do. You're going to hear...
Give me chopsticks, for God's sake.
All right, here it is.
Well, so far, it's exactly as I recall it. Fast forward it. The part where it gets amazing.
All right, jumping ahead.
Okay. I'm not hearing any Def Jam beats. She is amazing.
She is amazing.
But that is not what I was expecting.
Well, it's just her and the piano.
Are they all like this? Because what I really want to hear is her...
Yeah,
killing it with some beat. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's usually on her Instagrams. That's not going to be on...
Pull up one of the Instagrams.
Let me pull up...
She has done... Yeah, while you're doing that, she is featured on a ton of... they're calling her a superstar in her own right. She's worked with Celine Dion on some song called Lullaby, Jay-Z, Drake, Timbaland, and Nas. So, right. So she's, you know, she's guested on all of those, and I guess she's about to put out her first record, but
yeah,
I have to say...
I'm not seeing the date for that, Sarah.
Yeah, and also, I'm actually surprised because I was really expecting that to be sort of chopsticks set to, like, a, you know, badass beat.
Right.
I can't, I mean, I'm sure she's fantastic, but I didn't care about that chopstick.
No,
song
I
at
don't
all.
Ever need to hear chopsticks again. I mean, every time I sit down at a piano, I play it.
But good for her.
Here's her playing along with a beat made by a legendary producer, Babyface.
Oh, okay. Is this a known beat by him? I want to hear her do it on, like, you know, playing along
something
with a song
that you recognize.
How about the what's the Jay-Z song that they that she did with him? Like,
I
is there a way to find
that one? Let me see if I can
look under Chloe Wan too. They say she's known as that as well. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I have a feeling you should give up.
Okay,
I don't think she's gonna. Oh, I just don't think it's gonna pan out.
Okay, next up is Drake at the Grammys.
All right,
yeah, he got cut right off.
He
that was
did.
Nice.
It seemed very coincidental that literally the sentence ended about how you don't need a Grammy, and then they zoom out the camera and cut to commercial. The official word is it was just a coincidence.
Oh, right.
A representative for the show says there was a natural pause in Drake's speech, which led producers to think he was finished. So they went to commercial. But this part of the show is brought to you by Crest. They say that Drake was told, look, if you weren't done talking, we didn't mean to cut you off. You can go back on. And he went, eh, I feel like I said everything I needed to say. Knowing, I guess, that he ended with, you don't need a Grammy, people. He said
I
he
felt
was,
like he was talking to the people that didn't win.
Right. I think so.
What?
Oh.
I felt that he was trying to uplift the losers. And wasn't, I didn't have any other way of putting that. And not like.
Well, they are, in fact,
the
losers,
Grammys,
technically.
You know, I don't feel like it was an F you to the Grammys.
No, it's a decent message. It's been said many times that this is not. Well, he started out actually really well, which is this isn't sport. It's not competition. There's no scoreboard.
Right.
The same way you would have in a basketball game. Mm-hmm.
The score is actually the numbers that are in your bank account.
If you're able to get people out,
I'm
your
winning.
Show, he's
just
right.
So you're, just so you're
That's
aware.
Cool.
After Cardi B won Best Rap Album at the Grammys, someone sent her flowers with a little note that said, "You've got a big heart, so big it could crush this town." That is a line from a Tom Petty song called "Walls Circus." Mm-hmm. And they printed his name under the quote, like to give credit to the person who authored it. Cardi thought that the flowers were from Tom Petty.
Oh my god.
She posts.
Oh my god. No one pulled her aside and said, he's dead.
Not before she got on Instagram.
That.
We should. I wish that the world could have just let her have her dream.
Yes, exactly.
And no one
running down a dream.
Any chance he wrote that before he died?
I'm going to say he did write that line before he died, but he didn't write it to Cardi B. Mm. So someone finally told her he died in 2017.
Did she say anything after that?
She deleted it. That's all. You know, she actually she jumped off of Instagram. Let's see. Following her Grammys win, I don't know if this has anything to do with, you just handed me this, so I haven't read, then it's like 4 pages long. Let's see. Following criticism that she was undeserving of her best rap album Grammy, and some social media where she was pinned against Nicki Minaj by BET. Did you hear, I'll tell you that story in a second. She got heated and it got expletive filled and she went off on Instagram and then she deactivated her account. So she is currently.
This is the night of the Grammys. All that's going down on her little phone.
This looks like yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm sure she'll be back. Don't worry for the 50 zillion people. Did you say? Oh, no, that was Ariana Grande who has 145 million followers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know how many.
It's funny because she posted like 7 posts of her dress. And every single post had a minimum of 2.5 million likes.
Oh, Ariana Grande?
Yeah, a bunch of them had 6 million.
Nicki Minaj went nuclear because BET, in a congratulatory tweet to Cardi B, said, you know, Cardi B, the first solo female rapper to win Best Rap Album. Fans are weeping. Meanwhile, Nicki Minaj is being dragged by her lace front. Which I'm not even sure exactly what that means.
Lace front.
Is that a reference to something? Is it because the fronts of her outfits lace up? I don't know.
I don't know.
Her lace front. But Nicki freaked and pulled out of.
I guess it's a wig of sorts.
Oh, a lace front.
Yeah, it is a wig.
I see.
A wig for What area?
Her head.
Oh.
I think a lot of people in the world right now are Googling that because I typed in lace and lace front just popped right up.
Well, I mean, I want to know what BET said about her.
Google's listening.
Thank you. Thank you, Google. So Nikki, they were congratulating Cardi B and said that quote. Meanwhile, Nicki Minaj is being dragged by her lace front. When Nicki saw that, she tweeted that she and her record label, Young Money, were pulling out of the BET Awards and the BET Experience Festival in L.A. this summer. She was supposed to co-headline that festival with Cardi B. And BET was, you know, both of them together. And she went, thank you, but we're not coming. That means that I think Lil Wayne, he's a Young Money guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that he's pulling out because he's part of Young Money. BET has been apologizing up and down to Nicki.
Oh.
They're saying the tweet was unauthorized. They said they're committed to doing everything we can to address the situation. She basically, yeah, so that's it. They're supposed to co-headline this show, which happens a couple days before the BET Awards. I guess they have like a whole, you know, week-long celebration.
Uh-huh.
And now she's like, well, F you guys. I am out. But BET's going, like, bending over backwards.
Unless it's a stunt.
That seems like a really stupid stunt. Mm. I mean, to just take a crap on another.
Cardi B.
Oh, my God. Well, right. They had that whole throwdown.
Right.
That was awesome. one of my favorite beefs. The network is like, BET loves Nicki Minaj. We have supported her from the very beginning of her career. We'll continue to do so moving forward. Nicki's paved the way for so many performances and has solidified her place as one of the most powerful figures in the music industry. Unfortunately, the respect we have for Nicki was violated by this post. It never should have been written. The post does not reflect how we feel about Nicki. And further, does not reflect our company values. We deeply apologize for the hurt, disappointment, and confusion this post has caused. We're committed to doing everything we can to address the situation.
Is it too late?
Maybe. What do you think? I mean, there's a lot of levels to this because of the Cardi B angle. Like, she already is in a beef with Cardi B, and now, like, BET says that.
They have to.
Unauthorized or not, and now she's going to, like, eat crow and be like, okay, accept your apology and get back on stage with Cardi B. I don't know.
Is BET still relevant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you watch on there?
I don't watch anything on there.
I watch a lot of different shows like Good Times, The Jeffersons.
Black Entertainment.
It's irrelevant. Yeah. It's relevant, everyone.
It's relevant. It is relevant.
I watch a lot of that.
Anyway, I don't know.
Boy.
If she'll
put the guy on. What channel is he on?
BET?
No.
Oh, Bravo. Oh.
Put the guy on Bravo and he just starts capping on other companies.
Takes a poop on BET.
Wow. Is BET still relevant?
Just because we don't watch it doesn't mean that it's not relevant.
Exactly.
Whatever, Bravo.
I don't think we're their target audience.
Right. Ding, ding.
But I did love Good Times. I didn't know it was still on TV.
We talk about a lot of shows. I can't remember the last time we talked about BET on the station.
Well, sometimes the BET Awards happen, and we'll run down those.
Anytime you need a pair.
Good times!
You feel free. Good time, anytime. Begging
hassle. Jeez. Look, see? It's relevant. You're singing along.
Making a way when you can. Temporary layoffs.
Good times!
Oh, he knows all the words, too.
Dude, this is how we learned American slang. This show right here.
So did you go around saying dynamite?
Hell yeah,
he said. Everyone said dynamite.
When I was like 6 years old, I would walk into my house every day, clap my hands together, put them to the sides and go, dynamite.
Did you have a t-shirt that said dynamite on it?
I think I did.
I knew someone on the show had. I definitely heard that before.
Dude, I did that every day for a year at
least. Would your mom laugh?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Her little boy, Huma, did it.
When you learn
she probably laughed at everything he ever did.
You are so charming.
When you learn proper English, I'm sorry to say, but it's worthless. Because you can't use that when you're hanging out with your friends.
You pick up the slang. That's what you did.
That's what we did. Thank God for good times. When I met Norman Lear, I said, I want to tell you
oh
something.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, about
Norman
it.
Lear! There I was, sitting down with Norman Lear.
Oh, my God.
It's his show.
That's ridiculous, Herman.
Is that where we're headed the whole time?
Oh,
I wanted to thank
I
the
know.
Guy for being
yeah,
a great
sure
show.
Yeah, did.
And he don't thinks BET is irrelevant.
Yeah.
You,
name
you
dropper.
You know, I wonder how long a human can go speaking without dropping somebody's name.
I'll be back
name.
On Thursday for the big movie review.
Sounds good.
Oh, should we like try to time or figure out how long it takes? How long do you think you can go? Do you think you can go 1 week without dropping anyone's name on the air?
No, that's too long.
Okay. Well,
or anybody's restaurant or anybody's performance.
Yeah, that's asking a little too much.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is.
All right, we're going to.
Anyway, love good times.
I love good times.
Jesus.
What's coming up in the news, Finn?
Well, one time. No, I never met anybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
That is our current Alice obsession. That's her.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And we're the first hot AC to play in the country. That's right, Alice, on the cutting edge of what's amazing.
Right. That's what we do.
From Vallejo, her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I hope we get her in here.
Me too. That'd be fun.
I would like that.
We could have a little jam.
Ooh.
Be fun. Anywho, there you go. That's Hard Place by her. H period E period R period. What's her real name? What's her name? We had it. I just had it in front of me a second ago.
Oh, shucks. We did have it yesterday. Now I can't remember.
Because I'm sure her name's not her. You know,
you
there's only
so.
One her.
Gabriella.
Oh, Gabriella.
That's right.
There's only one her.
Wilson.
Gabriella Wilson.
Correct.
From Vallejo, from Valley Joe. Valley
I like Joe. Her a lot.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell Isla, look, someone made a song for you.
Someone made a whole career for you.
You made a name.
Well, she was introduced on the Grammys as her.
Uh-huh.
And then we were talking about it like, wait a minute, who's... Because I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know what that was going to sound like. When she came out and started playing, I was watching because they called her uh-huh. her. And my daughter, we called her her. Uh-huh. And then there I am.
We still call her her.
Well, right. But I was...
She her
was,
and sister.
She was really good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Some people wrote and said she looked nervous or whatever.
How's she not that old?
No. Maybe 21, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, no way. Really?
Uh-huh.
And she, I loved her guitar, too. I thought, you know what one of the coolest things was about the whole Grammys? How many chicks had guitars? I love a chick
That's
with a
neat.
Guitar.
Agreed.
It's great. It is sexy, and it's, you know, and it can pull it off. Damn, girl. She got out there and soloed.
Gabby Wilson was discovered through this thing called Radio Disney's Next Big Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
and
God,
there's a
hilarious.
YouTube video of... with her in it as a young girl. It's so cute. Here, check it out.
Yeah, let's see this. Even her speaking voice is beautiful.
It's adorable.
She's
hey,
so
they got
cute.
Them selling all kinds of stuff.
Oh my God, she's a doll. Anyway, congratulations to her. What a big night she had at the Grammys on Sunday.
And to Vallejo.
Yeah. And to Vallejo, too.
They don't have a lot to sing about, yeah. do they?
No, they don't. They're bankrupt.
Right.
Or they were, anyway. I don't know. Maybe they pulled it back
well,
together.
Well, Vallejo, now you got her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is famous from Vallejo? Look up like...
E-40.
Oh, E-40?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. I guess you did have somebody. And now you have her. Okay, I'm going to press this button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is finally crafted and really good. One of the best of all times. And you can also watch this show.
Hello.
Live. Here we are doing it. I'm moving.
Yes. Oh, my God.
For
Why
the
are
camera.
You're just, it's like dance moves.
Right. Well, I just want to, I'm trying to exercise the camera a little bit. Right. Here we are.
We're working you out, camera.
Look at us at RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. Do people, as we head into Valentine's, I like to do love stories.
Yeah.
Or
it's nice.
Love-related stories, I should say. Do people ever really meet at the grocery store and fall in love is the question?
Yes. I think that happens.
Yeah, I've done that so many times. I love
but
it.
But you don't meet the people. You just leave and no, go, I met my wife in there.
That's happened too.
Have
yes.
you ever gone on a date with someone that you chatted up at the grocery store?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Where were you? Which department?
Multiple times.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
You troll for dates.
When I go to the grocery store, I'm happy to chat people up. Of course I have. Yeah. The one that I didn't go out with was the one at the Whole Foods by my house in San Mateo.
Yeah.
And it's because the girl worked there. And I that's the story you're thinking of.
Crossing
I wouldn't
the
ask
line.
Her out because she worked there. And I felt like you ask someone out when they're working, you put them in a position, you know? I didn't want to bum her out. So I never did.
Sometimes you have to go for it, Vin.
Yeah. Sometimes you can say, I know it's totally inappropriate, and I'm just going to turn around and run as soon as I ask you this, but then the next time
I'm gonna
see
switch
you,
doors.
You can answer.
Exactly.
After you say no.
If it went bad, you're going to have to go to your Safeway or...
Yep.
Anyway, but yeah, the grocery store is a great place to meet someone. You know, you're not in a bar. They're not ripped. You're not ripped. I mean, it's an opportunity to have a normal conversation right there in the produce section or whatever.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times they barely put it together. It's actually a good way to get a glimpse at someone's reality is to meet them in a grocery store.
A new study looked into it, and it does happen. A lot more than you think. Almost a third of people say they know at least one person who's gone on a date with someone they met at the store. 46% of us say they flirt with someone when they're buying groceries all the time.
Hmm.
It's just, there you
well,
are.
Well, there you are feeling fruit and handling melons and
passing each other, you
looking
know.
Looking at bananas.
You get on that weird backward thing. You just,
right, you're going back just every aisle you're crossing back
there
and forth.
You are like again. That. Hello.
Unless it's someone I don't want to see and then I'm like, you know what? I didn't need anything. I gotta go.
Right,
I'm leaving.
Leave the basket.
Just going to walk away from my basket.
Anyway.
I don't want to be in here anymore.
Antisocial weirdo. No,
I know. I am super antisocial. It's wrong.
People really do meet and fall in love in the grocery store.
I'm not surprised, you know?
Back in mid-December, a 24-year-old guy in San Diego named Ryan Kane went to the ER with pneumonia, which turned septic.
Oh, no.
And he almost died.
Oh, my. How old?
24.
Jesus. That's
San
an old people
Diego.
Thing.
This is like... regular old America.
Yeah.
A young person with pneumonia. It goes septic on him. He's about to die.
Horrid.
They put him into a medically induced coma for 6.5 weeks. Doctors weren't sure if he'd ever come out of it.
Oh, my God. Meanwhile, they just, like, pumped antibiotics
I
into
guess.
Him.
I guess. They had to wait it
oh
out.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he did, and he finally got home last Wednesday. One of the first things he said when he woke up, again, he went into the hospital in mid-December.
Mm.
Did I miss Christmas?
Oh.
Did I miss Christmas
you
was
did.
One of the first things out of his mouth. It's his favorite holiday. His parents live on a street in San Diego where everyone goes all out with their decorations. It's one of those streets where people visit to see the lights. So he's a big Christmas family on a big Christmas street.
Right.
The locals call it Christmas Card Lane, and it's even got a wiki page. So this is a place where everyone knows it. It's a thing. Anyway, he was excited to be heading home, but bummed he missed Christmas. Mm. And his mom said, don't worry. They left everything up for him.
Aww.
So their Christmas decorations were still up, including their tree. And even better, a bunch of the neighbors pulled their decorations back out and decked their houses so when he returned, he'd get Christmas.
Yay. Oh, that's so sweet.
They even did some caroling out on the street for him.
That's so he didn't miss Christmas.
He didn't
Christmas
miss
waited
Christmas.
For him.
That's
boy,
a good
what
one,
a
right?
nightmare. I thought you were going to say the first thing he asked was, who won the Super Bowl?
Stupid Pats won again.
Stupid Pats. God, I know we're getting really sick of winning in New England.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just over it?
It's like, you know, it's just like embarrassment of riches.
No more room for shelves for our trophies. What are we going to do?
A bigger trophy room. Darn it.
Omarosa.
Melt a few of these down into one. You know, the trophies.
Sure, yes, mean, right.
Save some room.
Yeah.
This one represents five or something.
Right.
A conjoined trophy room twin.
Valentine's Day right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
The number one thing women want to do is have a romantic dinner.
That's all we ask.
The good news is number two. They want a bone. Great news, everyone! Girls still want to bone you!
Number two.
Sarah?
What?
Is that you?
Not on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
It's not our day. Friday's our day.
Can't you ever not do it on your day?
Sometimes we don't do it on our day.
No, I mean, that's not what I mean. I mean, do it
you
on a
day. You just said.
No,
you just
but,
asked me if we sometimes don't do it.
No,
then,
you
yeah.
don't. Skip
don't
it entirely.
It.
I mean, you do it a different day, like twice in 1 week. Imagine that.
No, he gets, sometimes he'll get something, you know, the kneeling treatment.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do.
The kneeling, you kneel on his back?
Yes. Yeah, I kneel. I put a knee into
he
his.
Gives him a time massage.
That's right.
You just kneel.
What does that mean? Weird.
Yeah, he might get a quickie here or there, but I mean, he's for sure getting it on Friday.
How about Thursday?
And no, Thursday is not our day.
Okay. The second most popular answer for what a lady likes on Valentine's Day is nook.
Mm.
So enjoy.
It's a distant second.
Oh, boy. You know, sometimes you're a great example for the people, and other times not at all.
Well, good example for the single people.
Yeah, freedom, human. Stay single, buddy.
Oh, you're a good example?
Because you'll get laid so much more. Yeah, it's true. I'm married, and I have sex 52 times a week at a minimum. I mean, 52 times a year at a minimum.
Wow.
A week, wow.
Yeah, John's getting a lot. How many times are you getting it a year?
Yeah.
Zero.
Single guy.
Zero.
Exactly. Times. Right. I get it 52 times more a year than you do.
Amazing.
So, yay, being single.
Has your, how do I put this?
Bachelor status?
Has your, the most eligible bachelor of 2019 as voted by Nob Hill Gazette.
Woo!
Shame.
Have you experienced now as, you know, that printing happened, what, a week ago? Are we at a full week now?
I don't know when we saw that. Sometime late, middle of last week.
Yeah. So has that changed? Have you, you know, increased offers, more options?
Yeah. You gotten some action off of that?
No.
What?
Nobody's asking, like, how can I change your status?
No. I mean, people have. Some people have reached out. I just haven't done anything about it.
Oh.
I don't know how, buddy. This picture and that sport coat with those tennis shoes.
I was going to say, what about those shoes?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You might be the most eligible bachelor because these other guys, come on.
Yeah.
Play one.
There's an upside to being single.
Guys.
Freedom, he declares, raising a glass of sparkling wine. Go get him, ladies. Come on.
Get
him. He's raising up his kombucha concoction right
now. Snatch
that
freedom right away from him.
Yeah, let's get that. Let's take that away.
Break his back, would ya?
Game over, man.
Or his heart.
Game over.
Oh.
What's behind the scab?
My heart.
Oh.
Come on.
That's back there, too.
Wow, there's a lot going on behind that scab.
Over half of women say they feel a lot of pressure to have a date for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
A lot of pressure.
Don't they do singles parties on Valentine's Day? I thought that was like a thing.
Yeah.
What about staying in? I thought that was a thing.
Yeah. What about getting a good night's sleep and going
about
to bed?
That?
Or you can just go out with your girls.
Yeah, you can go out with your
bunch
girls.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What's she talking about?
Lesbianism.
Oh, lesbianism.
Lesbianism, that's what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going out with the girls is just
so hot. Yeah.
It's like book club, you know. We tell our husbands we're going to book club, but we're rarely going to like a lesbian party.
Right. Then
that's
what happens?
We're up to.
And we make scrapbooks with scissors.
I don't know.
You don't need to know. You're not invited.
Okay. Thanks.
To that party.
A quarter of women in the poll said they've hung out with an ex on Valentine's Day or even gotten back together with them so they wouldn't be alone on Valentine's Day.
No, don't do that, girls.
Just
have some pride. Come on.
The poor guy.
Some self-respect. Yeah.
There he is, thinking she's back for good.
No, she just wants a nice dinner that she doesn't have to buy.
Sarah!
What?
Is that true?
I don't know. I never did that.
29%. So Ronery.
So Ronery. So Ronery and sad. I think I'll call out my ex.
30% of women say they'd like to try something new in bed for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, Homan's the expert on things that are new to try in bed.
Why does this keep coming back to me? I'm
even here, right? You're the most eligible bachelor.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, if you weren't the most eligible bachelor, we wouldn't have so many comments for you. I mean,
it's not like they snuck up on you and took that photo.
Yeah, you knew.
You showed up, you sat down, and you held your wine in the air with those handsome good looks.
Throwing up my force field.
Is that how you activate it?
Vinny. He's going like this.
He's throwing up his force field.
Deflecting this break.
Didn't even know he had one. Are you deflecting the whole break?
Yeah.
Gets in that photo and throws that blue steel at the camera and then acts like, what? I don't know. Is right.
I was born this way.
Right. I can't help it.
Can't help it.
All the people.
Mm. Yep.
Right. Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Are we ever going to hear Chloe Flower play? Jeez, guys, LOL. No,
We did. We played some.
There was some.
What I was looking for was, like, you know, what they were saying. Hip-hop beats and a Jay-Z song with, like, some killer piano groove behind it. And it just, we couldn't find that.
What was that? Popcorn or whatever?
Chopsticks,
whatever. It's like
popcorn.
What is this? Wig nowadays have a lace front, more natural. Not like the wig Vinny just bought for Isla. That's true. Those things are ridiculous.
Is she playing with all her stuff?
Yeah. You know what's weird? You didn't play with dolls, or did you?
I did.
The minute she gets them, she wants to take their hair braids out. What is that?
Girls like to play with
the
hair.
Yeah, play with the hair.
But she's like, I need to pull the braid out. I'm like, honey, as soon as you do that,
it's never going to look this good again.
It's not growing back.
Right. You're ruining it. Mm. No, I need to take the braid out. I want to comb her hair.
Mm. Can't comb it with a braid in it.
You say. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wrote in about the wigs. LOL, morning fam. You people are so funny and square. A lace front is a wig that has lace in the front to give a natural hairline. Kind of a black thing, so I'll cut you some slack.
Thank you. So we don't know everything.
Wow, Hooman is really going to say BET isn't relevant during Black History Month?
Yeah, Hooman!
God!
Matter with you?
Vinny, I'm the one who texted yesterday about my husband. I had no idea how coddled he was. He was very attentive and giving and great. Once we married, I realized I had to take care of the minutiae. Then more was revealed.
Game over.
Mom still tries to do stuff for him.
Let her.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, if that's going to clear your plate.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus. If that's the lady who takes care of him, let her do it.
925 says, Gavin Newsom is so bleeping smarmy tool that is going to make this state worse than it already is. But go on. Keep singing his praises.
We love him. I will. He is smarmy. I'll give you that.
I like him. I know him. That's what I'm. I don't know all his
Dude's
politics.
Heart is in the right place.
And I'm not ready to,
He walked out and said gay marriage is legal. And that was all it ever took. It almost doesn't matter what else he does. I'm like, that's a dude who stood up and was brave and said on a He's. I love him. I'll support him, whatever it is. Our politics align pretty well. Are you about to ask me what's coming up?
Yes.
Okay, let me look. Hold on. It's going to take me a second.
Hold, please.
Oh. I know why Liam Hemsworth was in the hospital. And it's bad. Oh, no. It's not horrifying, but it's bad. Hmm. I'll tell you about it after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.